News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
There have been three fires at the site of the former Crown Paints factory earmarked to house asylum seekers over the past week, and Gardaí have been injured and indeed hospitalised. And Christy Galligan, former Garda sergeant, joins us this morning. Christy, there's been much talk about how well prepared and indeed how well equipped the guards have been in these situations. Do you believe Gardaí on the front line in Coolock and in other areas where these types of protests are taking place are supported enough?
Good morning, Ciara. Yeah, no, I don't think they are. I think when we saw the incidents in Coolock, like we saw in relation to the Dublin riots, sadly, the Gardaí are not well equipped. Young Gardaí, some just fresh out of Tampa Moore, were there on the front line, ill-equipped to deal with violent situations like this here. And I think the Garda senior management have a lot of questions to answer in relation to public order incidents.
Yeah.
They have a public order incident command policy, which doesn't seem to be working at all. It's more concerned with that the Gardaí abide by statutory and common law than they are in relation to looking after themselves and those they're there to protect, which is the public. And unfortunately, we've seen in recent media as well, where one frontline member talked about, being left like lambs to the slaughter in relation to the Coolock incident. And it's a sad reality, that where we try to de-escalate, if you're in frontline and you're trying to de-escalate issues like this, you're trying to mediate and meet with people and talk down the situation. But unfortunately, with social media and misinformation that's on social media, it spreads like wildfire. Where the Guardian went in and an early the early morning at the very start of this to remove the huts along with security, then the public order rapid response unit should have been available there and then.
Well, it doesn't certainly sound like a rapid response unit, because in that same article he said it took 4 hours for the public order unit to arrive and a further hour for them to set up. So that's five hours.
Unfortunately, this is very repetitive, and we're going to talk about this over and over again, unfortunately, in instances like this, where Gardaí are pulled from different stations who are trained into public order incidents. But Gardaí should not be just trained into public order after joining the force. They should be trained in Tampa Moore. Gardaí were saying that they have no helmets when they go out to incidents like this here. That's the soft tops, we call them, people who are not trained into public order incidents. And then they'd have to wait for guys to be collected at various stations and then brought in vans to
be public order. So, Christy, do we need a full-time public order unit? Is that what's required, rather than this pulling a guard from here and there and trying to assemble them?
Yeah, I think it is, and I think we need, and I call it rapid reaction units. We need those type of rapid reaction units that can be available at
like we have with the armed response unit, that kind of idea.
Absolutely. And unfortunately, in a city like Dublin, where you've seen escalating violence in different places. Now, it's not just because there's a lot of people who go out to protest and they go out to protest peacefully.
Absolutely. There was something different happening in Coolock. There was missiles being fired at guards in shirt sleeves, etc. Can I ask you lastly, I'm just conscious of time. We have always policed by consent. That is how the Gardaí operate. And as you say, de-escalation and an attempt to bring communities with them and all of that. But we are seeing things change and evolve on the ground for Gardaí. We're seeing increasingly violent protests. We're seeing repeated arson attempts on say, like the likes of Crown Paints. We're seeing this kind of repetitive, persistent, violent disorder, which is very hard to police by consent. Do the guards need to evolve? Do we need to change? And is that a sign of the times? It would be a different ethos, perhaps, but is that the direction of travel for the Gardaí?
I think, yes, I think the senior management of the Gardaí should be more concerned with the relation to the respect for human rights and a graduated response to all of these things. And it's important that we have a graduated response. But when you know this and you have on-the-ground intelligence that something serious is going to happen, and with a flick of a switch, these peaceful protests then turn into violent protests, and very quickly, then you need to have a quicker response from both senior management and those on the ground. You know, for Gardaí to go out there in uniform and soft tops, as we call them, and being pelted with stones, bricks and bottles for hours and then before the public order unit arrives.
No, I can only imagine what it is like for guards on the front line at the moment. But look, thank you for coming in and highlighting that with us this morning. That is Christy Galligan, their former guard, the sergeant.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.